Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It is essential that Congress act as soon as possible. In my assessment, and that of economists across the board, a U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
At a meeting of the Independent Community Bankers of America, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen described the consequences of Congress not raising the debt ceiling. She noted millions of seniors who receive Social Security, veterans getting federal benefits, and federal employees going without critical income could lead to a recession. It's estimated if a debt ceiling increase isn't passed soon, the U.S. will default by June 1st. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reiterated calls for lowering government spending in meetings with the White House, adding conversations will continue despite House Republicans passing their own debt ceiling increase bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said both parties need to come together to pass an equitable bill.
Everyone agreed that default would be the worst outcome, a horrible situation for America and America's families. But we also agreed that we need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers.
The Minnesota House of Representatives passed several new gun safety laws as part of a larger public safety bill. Some provisions include no risk protection orders, a red flag law to allow firearms to be taken from those considered a danger to themselves or others, and expanded background checks. Maggie Emery with Protect Minnesota says there's no one-size-fits-all method to reduce gun violence, but feels the bill is a great starting point.
These bills represent the bottom line, common sense, should have been done years ago, things that Minnesota is behind on. And once we get these over the finish line, that's really going to open up an opportunity for us to think about what else could we be doing here that's going to be really effective in saving lives.
A Washington state bill would expand voting rights in the state. Opponents feel the bill is redundant and unnecessary. Tacoma Democrat Charlotte Mena, one of the bill's sponsors, says it's difficult to challenge possible discrimination in election systems under the state's original Voting Rights Act.
At a statewide level, I don't think we're where we need to be. And I think when we just look at voter turnout data or we look at areas that are majority people of color and we're not necessarily seeing the outcomes consistent with what those communities are in line with, we have more work to do.
Former executives from Silicon Valley and Signature Banks testified before the Senate Banking Committee. Greg Becker, Silicon Valley Bank's former CEO, said part of the reason for his bank's collapse was Silvergate Bank's demise and misinformation. He said a social media bank run caused more than $42 billion in deposits to be withdrawn in 10 hours. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...